In a legal taping of a conversation between two staffers working in Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll's office is what got one of the staffers, Carlita Cole, arrested in 2011. She's accused of making the secret recording and giving it to a reporter at the Florida Times Union. The criminal case has since spiraled into a series of scandals involving the lieutenant governor's office, including recent documents filed on behalf of Cole, claiming that Carroll and her travel aide, Beatriz Ramos, were caught in a, quote, compromising position. Now the situation has landed the lawyers for both Cole and the governor's office in court, which Leon Circuit Judge Frank Sheffield says is getting out of hand.
This case is out of control. Well, I intend to rein it into control. We're going to get this case done. We're going to get this case to trial, and we're going to get it resolved. I'm a believer in full discovery. I don't have any problem with you taking depositions, but I'm not going to let you go on fishing expeditions.
Sheffield admonished the lawyers at a hearing held Thursday, but that still did not stop the lawyers from both sides from trying to make their case. Lawyer for the Scott administration, Jesse Panuccio, says if the judge quashes the governor's request to block Carroll from testifying as part of this case, it will set a bad precedent.
So we are just asking that the court consider the precedent it would be setting if it allowed the kind of free-ranging depositions of top-level executive branch officials in this case. The precedent would be if you commit a crime in a high government office, the people around you will have a disincentive to report that crime because they know their whole lives are going to be exposed to the newspaper and they will be subject to scurrilous accusations by the defendant. So we would ask the court to consider our motion to protect the order at this time.
But lawyer for Carroll's ex-aide, Stephen Webster, says questioning Carroll is necessary because he says it helps his case in which he points out Carroll is heavily involved.
She's directly involved in this case, whether she likes it or not. And to try to suggest that the entire government would come screeching to a halt if high-ranking officials were deposed in criminal cases every time they were listed on a state's discovery exhibit, I would submit to the court this is probably one of the few times that a high-ranking government official in the state of Florida has been listed on a state's discovery exhibit. So, you know, it's disingenuous. And the lieutenant governor has knowledge of the facts of this case.
Still, Judge Sheffield asked Cole's lawyers to submit in writing why it is necessary for Carroll to testify in the case. If he finds their argument sound, he says he will reject the request by the governor's office to protect Carroll from getting questioned by Cole's lawyers. Sheffield is also set to decide on a related matter after hearing arguments Thursday morning. In that case, prosecutors involved in the criminal case are requesting a judge allow them to question the reporter who was given the recordings. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.